This is Discover Your Dog, the show that demystifies your dog's behavior so you can get the very best results from your dog training. This show is brought to you by FamilyDogFusion.com. For professional advice, dog training tips, ebooks, and a video to teach your dog how to walk on a leash, go to FamilyDogFusion.com and sign up for your free membership today.
Dog lovers, thanks again for joining me on another show. Today's show is very different. I'm actually doing it live. I always do it from my recording studio, which happens to be my extra bedroom in my house. And today I've actually taken it out on the road. You can hear a lot of background noise. Of course, we got a big party going on, 3-year anniversary at Earthwise Pet Supplies. That is in downtown Nashville. If you happen to be one of my Nashville listeners, be sure to come by. Today, their event is until 4 o'clock. And of course, this is coming out 2 weeks later, so it doesn't matter that I say that, does it? All right. Well, we will start the show right after this.
We would love for you to join our community of dog lovers. Log on to Facebook and search for our business page, Family Dog Fusion. There you will get updates as to what's going on with our dog-loving family and friends from all over the world. See events, our travels, or just information that you may need about the podcast, our book, or the new products we'll be releasing. That's Family Dog Fusion on Facebook. See you there.
This is Discover Your Dog, the show that demystifies your dog's crazy behavior and brings a little sanity back into your life. I am Benny Copeland, trainer of people, behaviorist to the dogs, and just like you, the listener, a dog lover. Thank you all for tuning in today. Again, like I said, today we are live at Earthwise Pet Supply Grooming and Self-Wash in downtown Nashville, Tennessee. Today I have with me Mackenzie Stokel. Mackenzie's got a couple dog questions. We're just going to do this live and wing it. I have no clue what's going to go on, but we're going to do all of that right after this.
Do you love what you hear in all of these podcasts? Does what Benny say just make sense to you? Well, if you want a more in-depth understanding of what it means when we say demystify your dog's behavior, then you need to go to Amazon.com and get Benny's book, Family Dog Fusion. Yes, we named the book after the website because we wanted things to be simple to remember. And most of all, we really want to fuse your dog into your family. In these few pages, Benny has decoded dog behavior. He's found a way to make what he has learned over the past 20 years of his life make sense when it comes to communicating with your dog. Also, the great thing about this book is you can mark up the pages, highlight the important stuff, bend the heck out of the spine even if you want to. It's yours. So we suggest to do all those things and then give it away and buy a new book when that happens. Family Dog Fusion on Amazon.com. Get your copy today.
Hi, Mackenzie. Welcome to today's show.
Thanks for having me. This is exciting.
Very good. So understand you've got a dog that you want to talk about. What's your dog's name?
His name is Ted.
Ted. So Ted has some behavior issues, some little things. As a matter of fact, I think we got a little visual of that earlier.
I think you probably did, yes. So he's extremely inconsistent with how he is with other dogs. Sometimes they get along just fine, and he always usually does well at the dog park, but then sometimes there's just one that he does not like or...
So you bring him to the dog park and then he'll be doing well. And then all of a sudden he'll see that one dog that he is just doesn't take well to. And will he actually be the instigator or does something else happen?
I think he's definitely the instigator. And honestly, it's never an issue when he's off the leash. So when he's like off the leash at the dog park, he's fine and he's super cool. But then sometimes if it's like I'm holding him on the leash and we walk past another dog, it's... sometimes he'll bark or growl or get in their face a little bit.
Okay. So, but he's usually the one that instigates. Now you're talking about on the leash and obviously because we're here at the, 3-year anniversary for Earthwise that we saw a little bit of incident. He was on the leash. And so the other dogs were on the leash too.
Right.
Describe to me a little bit. I didn't see exactly what happened. I was a couple tents down. Describe to me exactly what happened.
Yeah, so I'll hold him, and we're walking by, and he starts, him and another dog will just kind of start sniffing each other. And sometimes I can tell if he's gonna be bad, or if he kind of his, the back of his, the hair on his back will kind of stand up a little bit. So I'll just kind of pull him away and walk away. But sometimes it's totally cool, and he doesn't do that at all.
Do you find that moment that you start to get tense on the leash, that sometimes it's a little bit worse?
Definitely.
Okay.
100%.
So this is what we call territorial aggression. There's different types of aggression. Most aggression, about what I say, 97% of the aggressions are fear aggression. And territorial is within that realm. It's called fear aggression. And they want to protect their territory. The leash becomes the territory. It's also indicative of this dog to like bark at other dogs at a window. Like if they see another dog or a cat out the window, they just become crazy. I've seen dogs where they're in the crate and they actually become very aggressive toward other dogs or people that walk by the crate. But when you let them out, everything's fine.
Yeah.
So like when you're talking about being at the park and they're off the leash, there is no territory. As a matter of fact, they're outside of their territory. So typically they won't have an issue. But when you put that leash on, that becomes the end of that leash becomes that territory. And as you can probably heard there, incidents happen like that.
Yeah.
One of the big things that you've got to be very careful of is how you give him attention in that moment. So if you noticed what happened there, I saw when that incident happened, the girl all of a sudden just picked up her dog. Well, touch is a big reward for a dog. And a lot of times in those situations, what an owner wants to do, now I have no clue what you do or how you responded, but what an owner wants to do is calm their dog down in that moment. Calm down. It's okay. You know, you're going to be okay. And or maybe pick up their dog and take them out of that situation or grab their dog in some way. Well, what that does, it actually totally reinforces the behavior. It's the biggest reward you can give your dog. So you're actually giving attention. Even if you're grabbing your dog in a negative way and yelling at your dog, it's still attention for the behavior in the moment. Now, if you've never listened to any of the podcast, one of the big things that I talk about is understanding when your dog makes a choice or has a big reaction to something. If you give attention in that moment, no matter what the attention is, you're actually teaching your dog to do that thing. Positive attention, negative attention, no matter what attention, you're actually telling your dog that's how you want him to behave. So I have a dog that's actually very similar to what you do, and I would never bring him to a dog park, just so you know. His name is Oz. I talk about him a lot on the show. He's a red heeler, an Australian cattle dog. And he is really great with people. He loves people. He wants to be around people. He'll let kids pull things out of his mouth. He doesn't even care. But around other dogs, he's very picky as to who he can be friends with. Now, I walk him every day, so obviously we pass by dogs. So this is something that you could do with your dog as well. Now, in the moment that you had the little issue there, you said that you immediately just pulled his leash and took him away from the situation.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you need to do.
Okay.
You need to just not give him any information. Don't talk to him. Don't look at him. Don't touch him. Don't try to calm him down. Just instantly note and get him out of that situation. Now, what my dog does, it's unfortunate. He's a bully. So what happens is if a dog shows a lot of submission or fear, he actually goes after that dog.
Oh, okay.
A dog that's really will actually come back to him and play with him or jump back at him, he actually is okay with that dog.
Okay.
And it's kind of like I watch him with my new puppy, Beans, and they're very good together. He actually lets Beans like get aggressive with him and jump on him and lunge at him. And I feel like with Oz, like it's one of those things where he's going, you know, this is how I need you to be, what I want you to be.
Yeah.
You know, as a big brother, I need you to be this way. So in those situations, the best thing you can do literally is get him away. Or if you're walking by a dog, is just to cinch him up and walk him by as fast as you can.
Okay, I see.
Yep. So are there any other questions? I see Ted right now. He did very good around other dogs.
That was good.
Now, in a situation like that, that's where you need to be very aware that he did well because he recognized those dogs. And that's the moment to give him attention.
Okay, so when he
loose
just
on
does
the leash,
what you want.
Yeah, loose on the leash, and he made that choice. Like, he saw the other dogs, nothing happened.
Yeah.
Good boy, good job. That's the time you give him the touch,
totally.
The praise, let him know that this is how I need you to behave around
that
other
makes
dogs.
Makes total sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, thank you very much for
thank
being
you.
On my show.
Super helpful.
Yeah. And so, is it your mom that works here?
Yep.
Okay, so your mom is Peg?
Yes.
And what does she do exactly at Earthwise?
She does a lot of sales and retail sales. And then she's the pet food specialist.
Oh, I got you. Good.
Yep.
And she also must do some of the marketing because she was the one that I had to contact and talk to about doing all this too.
Yeah, I think she has many roles here, yeah. I believe.
Yeah. Well, very good. I'm very glad to meet you and I'm very glad that I met your
Thank
mom.
You.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks.
Take care.
In summary, today we are at Earthwise Pet Supply for their 3-year anniversary. You learned what to do in the moment of an aggression action with your dog. And you also discovered what it's like to hear a podcast live. Thank you.
If you would like to contact us, we have a link on our website, familydogfusion.com. We would love to hear your opinion and we value your feedback. So again, familydogfusion.com. Or if you just want to send us a direct message, you can do that via email. It goes to familydogfusion@gmail.com. Your comments are important to us and help us with future shows. Thank you for listening to our show. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our podcast and share it with your friends and family. Also, go ahead and give us a 5-star review because it helps others find our show. And frankly, we just love to read them. This show is produced by Eric Janer and show notes are created by Carissa Dolan. Thank you to all of the Family Dog Fusion team and our affiliate sponsor, Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. For your free pet insurance quote, go to familydogfusion.com/insurance. And go to familydogfusion.com and sign up for your free membership today.
Be impeccable with your dog.